to do that, you don't have to, you know, we don't have to propose it to us in written form before. In other words, for instance, Ms. LeBlanc, as I understand, okay, what every action that's taken by the board, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Secretary, every action that's taken by the board at the present time, I didn't realize this, every motion that we make on all of these reports is put into a resolution form and then is sent out.
That's correct.
Based upon the motion made, correct?
And if I can clarify, what the Office of Mental Resources staff does is take both their notes and the audio recordings, transcripts, and transcribes those resolutions into written form for posterity.
Well,
and if I may continue, what I think with the problem you're trying to prevent is what you see as a possible incorrect transcription is
no, sir.
Is that your concern?
Absolutely not. I'm not questioning that at all. That's not what I'm questioning. The effect that I, as I read what I'm proposing, is not to make every motion that is passed by this board have to be placed in written form to us before it goes out. That's why I state, that's why we state in the beginning of it that those issues that deal with administrative or operational documents don't have to come before us in written form as a resolution before. They prepare the resolution as they have, as they're doing presently. We don't want 50 or 60 resolutions coming before this board every meeting. Well, that's why it makes that exception. It says go ahead and keep doing that. But if it's, but if it is in any way changing the articles in the lease primarily, then Mr. Fontenot or Mr. or Ms. Newman or the secretary or any member of the board wants to make a change in the lease in the future, that resolution should be presented to us in writing before we give authority to someone else to sign. That's different from what he's talking about. That's why I made that exception, so that this
administrative stuff. How often does something like that happen? I mean,
I said earlier that if I had to point to a problem, I can't point to a problem, but that's not my intention. My intention is to prevent problems in the future by giving that authority to someone else to sign.
I think Ms. LeBlanc has a valid question. Mr. Devitt, could you possibly add some light on how many documents or resolutions this might affect on a monthly basis?
I think there's a lot of gaps if you were to pass it in its current form. In addition, the two categories creates a decision that the staff has to make as to whether it fits in one category or the other, and whether it's going to take 2 months to process it or 1 month to process it. And then there's going to be a question, as you said, raised later, well, did the staff categorize it correctly? Now, if you just want to say, any member, if there's any motion in front of you, any member can say, you know what, this particular thing needs to take 2 months. It doesn't have a timeliness attached to it. We think we'd like for you to draw something up, bring it to us next month, and we'll look at it. You can do that on any motion that you bring up. Any member can bring that up at any time.
That's what I'm thinking of. You know, a motion can come up any time, so how will y'all know when we have to be presented with something? Y'all going to have to make that call, and that's going to be kind of difficult, I would think.
We're going
to
be stretching.
Since I'm listed on here as vice chair to be signing some of these documents, I want to make sure that I know what the heck I'm doing, you know?
I think it's going to be very difficult for staff to put this into play. Very difficult.
Yeah, that's my question to you, Mr. Devitt, would be this. Tell me how many resolutions has been proposed that affect the articles of the mineral lease.
I don't know any changes to the mineral lease that have occurred in the last 5 years.
Of course. Now, what I'm saying is that,
I mean, other than
the resolutions that you're talking about are accepted in the proposal that I'm making. In other words, those resolutions don't have to come before us. But any change of an article of the mineral lease proposed by anybody should be presented to the board in written form before we give authority to someone to sign off on it. So I'm reducing your workload to any idea that anybody might have to change the mineral lease, right? Would you agree with that?
Changing the lease form or a particular lease?
I don't know how plainer I can make it. What I'm saying is that if an article in the mineral lease is being proposed to be changed, rather than you simply do it by a voice motion by anybody, by me or anyone else, then that has to be presented to us in a written form before we give authority for someone to sign off on it. So if you're trying to confuse it with everything, well, I don't know how more plain I can make it. But, for instance, all of the resolutions that go out pursuant to the work that Mr. Fontenot does wouldn't come before this board in written form before. It's done by motion, and then it's affected in the minutes. I'm not asking for that. What I'm asking for is if anybody has an idea to change an article in the mineral lease, which is the foundation of everything that we do, then that should come before the board in a written form before we give authority to someone else to sign off on it. That's what I'm saying.
I believe that's going to happen too, Mr. Hike. I think once we complete the new lease form in its entirety, it's going to be presented to the board, unless I'm unaware of that. But
again, you're missing it, Ms. Funnel, because I understand that. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about 10 years from now. I'm talking about 5 years from now. I understand that the new lease, once it's adopted, has to come before this entire board. But what I'm saying is that at any time in the future that there's a change of the mineral lease or the articles of mineral lease, that should be presented to the board in a written form rather than just submitted in a motion form. Do you not understand what my thought process is? Am I not explaining it correctly?
I hear what you're saying. I do.
You disagree with it?
Not necessarily disagree with it. I think that this staff is not going to do anything that would be contrary to your intent.
Sir, I'm not talking about this staff. I'm not talking about this board. I'm not talking about that. If I were, and if I had any information, I'd share it with you. I don't. I don't say that you did anything without authority of the board or the secretary or anything. What I'm talking about is simply a change to the mineral lease in the future without it being presented to the board before in writing, before we act upon it and give somebody else authority to sign off on it.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, Mr. Settleman.
As a practical matter, Mr. Hike, just for the record, as you know, the Title 30 mandates that this board makes any and all decisions regarding the terms of any mineral leases by the state. So my off-the-cuff thinking, if the concern is simply unauthorized changes to the mineral lease form or articles thereof, then that would be contrary to statutory law and wouldn't be trumped by the resolution anyway.
But it wouldn't be unauthorized, Mr. Sineman. It would be authorized because a motion would be made. But the devil's in the details. The devil's in the details when it comes to amending an article.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, then what you're saying is a blanket motion is made to make changes to a particular article of the mineral lease, and then it's never brought back before this board?
Yeah. That a motion is made to change some aspect of the mineral lease. It's approved by the board in a generic form, if you will, and then it's given to the staff. And again, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but it's given to the staff, and they put in a resolution form, which in effect is broader than or more detailed than the motion is brought before the board.
It makes sense to me, but I'll be perfectly honest. I don't think that's authorized pursuant to statute. I think, you know, it would be that change would be null ab initio if it extended beyond the authority granted.
Right. If the motion is made, it has to be verbatim, just as is, and there'd be no point to.
And if it's that, yeah. Well, I mean, I think if it's that vague, then I think that the staff and is duty bound to come back before this board. Pursuant to law, I think that that article would be null. The change would be null if it's that vague. I mean, this is my off-the-cuff thinking, but I think that the broad authority granted to this board pursuant to statute is stronger than what might come out of this resolution.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with that, but what I'm saying is that whenever there's a substantial change to the mineral lease, it should be presented to the board in writing before we act upon it. That's the way it's done in every business organization that I've been in. That's the way it was done. That's the way it's done in the legislature.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
That's the way it should be done when it comes to the significance of the mineral lease, not with regards to all this other stuff and all these other resolutions that have to go out by the operation of the board itself. That's just my opinion. And, you know.
But I mean, I guess if that is the thrust of this as a policy matter, that substantive changes to the mineral lease need to come before the board before final approval can exist, then maybe that's all that the resolution should say, unless there's other stuff that I'm missing, and I may be.
Yeah, I'd like to make a point that the original resolution here was a little bit of an administrative task. Mr. Devitt was bringing before the board with the resignation of Mr. Vaughn, who was signing as secretary executor of the board's actions. And so it was just restating that the three personnel approved by the board to sign resolutions is the chairman, the vice chairman, and the secretary.
I said that, Mr. Boulay. I said that historically it's been done that way for many, many years. I understand that.
Yes, sir. But to Mr. Simon's point, so the resolution was just restating, since we had a change of personnel, an administrative resolution, which I believe now you're talking about a resolution relative to anything related to the lease form has to come before the board before it can be signed off by any one of the signatories, and by statute, your authority is over the lease form, and we would have to go through this operation to have anything affected on a lease form.
If you're asking me, the answer is yes, you're correct. With that said, I don't think it hurts to have a resolution that says, you know, changes to the lease form, substantive changes to the lease form must be approved by the board, or even non-substantive. I don't think that is a bad thing. I don't think it matters. It's bootstrapping to some extent, but you're absolutely right. If the issue is, can changes to the lease form be made without board authorization? No.
Correct.
So there's really no need in the resolution to have any reference to signatory authority. It's simply a matter that, my understanding, what you're trying to address is that resolutions of that nature should be presented to the board in writing, period. Is that correct?
Can you say that nature, Mr. Secretary?
It changes to the lease. In other words,
it's not
an issue of who can sign it and who can't.
Yes.
But you feel that something that substantive should be presented
should
to the board.
Should not just be by motion itself, but should be presented to the board in written form before before action is given to anybody to sign off on it.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
And I said in the beginning, didn't I, that, you know, there's no pride of authorship here, but I think it's a change of the process. It's the change of the way this board has been doing business for many, many years. I understand that, but I think it's significant.
The thing that gave me heartburn was...
Well, let me ask you this.
If we changed it basically
like you just stated it, would you be in favor of it?
I don't think it's necessary. I wouldn't oppose it as long as it has no reference to different categories that can be signed by this person or that person at this time. What I'm trying to avoid is a document coming before the board, being approved, going back, being drafted, coming back again for approval by the board a second time. That to me is just.
So if we just limited it to any changes with regards to proposed changes with regards to the mineral lease, whenever that lease is adopted, must be presented to the board in writing before we give authority to anyone to sign off on it, you would have no objection.
Well, I'll put it this way. I think it's unnecessary because you or I or Mr. Fontenot, any of us can ask for a document in writing. I'm just not comfortable on making a decision on this without seeing it in writing. There's some things I can hear and understand, some things I need
but
to
But that's
read.
My point, Mr.
But
Secretary.
I don't believe we really need to make a hard and fast rule.
I
believe the current rules allow for you.
I think there's been a lot of good discussion. I am going to withdraw it again and discuss it a little bit more, Mr. Siderman. Like I said, it takes a while to make changes, and I understand that. And I want to do what I think is proper for my state and for our board. So I'll withdraw this. I think the discussion has been healthy, and maybe it needs to be tweaked a little bit more. And I will bring it back again, and I'll have further discussions with you, Mr. Harris, and with Mr. Siderman, and see if I can limit it to what I'm trying to do, and that is, very simply, if there's any proposed change to the mineral lease itself, that must be presented to the board initially in writing before we authorize any significant changes to be signed. I mean, that's it.
To me, the signatory authority is not part of this issue. It's simply the signature of the resolution is simply implementing the will of the board.
But that's not right.
The issue is wanting to see the final verbiage in writing. That's really a different issue than who signs it when.
With this exception, sir, and that is this, under the present way we handle business, all that has to happen to amend the lease is a motion to be made, and then somebody else drafts a resolution that goes out and is signed without the full authority, without the entire board reviewing that resolution before it goes out.
I disagree completely.
All right.
What concerns me is if we want to make a motion, there's no resolution before us, then we deadlock. We can't do anything. I don't want to tie our hands like that. That's what I'm seeing here, and I just feel like if somebody wants to make a motion without this, you know, and if we adopt this, then we can't do it, and I don't like that part of it.
Well, I'm going to withdraw it again because, like I said, I take consideration of some of the thoughts of the board and the secretary and Mr. Seidelman, but I do believe that if we simplify it, like I stated before, and I don't want to repeat myself, to me that's my obligation to be able to read before voting upon anything that affects the articles of the lease, read it before I sign off on it or give someone else authority to sign off on it.
All right. So at this time, Mr. Hike withdraws his motion.
Just remember, I'm not finished.
To make changes to the resolution.
That's the only item on the legal.
Thank you very much for your patience.
All right. Mr. Fontenot, thank you. Everyone, I'm sure we'll come up with a solution. Next is docket review presented by Mr. Macy Dennis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources have reviewed those items requiring board approval for the January 11th, 2017 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, no items were received for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items 12. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, no items were received for this category. And for Category D, advertised proposals, item 1, defer at the request of staff. And this will complete the staff's recommendations for the docket review report.
All right. Do we have any questions or discussion on the docket review?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendations.
Motion by Mr. Arnold to accept the staff's recommendation. Second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any further questions or discussion or any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is our executive session. Item 5, a discussion of the matter entitled LD Miguez et al. Versus State of Louisiana et al. Docket number C99694, 15th Judicial District Court, Vermilion Parish, Louisiana. Need a motion.
I'll make a motion to discuss that in technical briefings.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to go in the executive session. Second by anyone? Ms. Marchand-Dugas? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Outstanding audit issues with Tana Exploration Company and our technical briefing on bids. Thanks.
I wonder where that was.
What?
Got it.
When what?
Whenever you want. All right. No problem.
One or the other.
Gosh, I turned it off.
Okay.
Turned it up.
I just looked at it, pushed it up the hair. I was
that's good.
Ooh.
You got
I know.
call was reading into the record that we have come out of executive session.
What happened?
I got one piece of food there, though.
Is the recorder on?
Where would we make that one?
I saw it. The only thing I assume that we pulled it. But we didn't pull it. So.
Mr. Chairman, would you like some assistance?
Yes, Mr. Seidelman.
I'd like to make a motion to come out of executive session.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to come out of executive session. Do I have a second? By Mr. Cadero. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session.
The recording going?
Yes.
Okay. Folks, we've got an executive session agenda item to add. We apologize for that. We need to just go through the proper open meetings procedure to do that. Mr. Chairman, for this, we will need a motion to add a non-agenda item to the agenda, read the agenda item. It must be a roll call vote to add it to the executive session agenda. Opportunity for public comment on that. If added, then we just readjourn and go back into executive session.
So, Mr. Simon, we need to add it to the regular agenda and the executive agenda?
No, it would just be added to the executive.
Did you state what it was? The item.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
What the item is? Yeah, it is a discussion regarding negotiations to settle outstanding audit issues with Tana Exploration Company, LLC. It's my understanding that it is also a presentation of a potential settlement offer.
Okay.
So
I'll make a motion to add that item to the executive committee.
I have a motion by Mr. Arnold to add this item. We need a roll call vote.
Correct.
A second by Secretary Harris. We need a roll call vote.
Okay. Mr. Segura?
I guess so, yes.
Ms. LeBlanc?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Harris?
Yes.
Mr. Cordero?
Yes.
Ms. Dugas?
Yes.
Mr. Hike? Mr. Hollinshead?
Yes.
Mr. Watkins?
Yes.
Mr. Carter? Mr. Bradbury? We have a quorum and approval.
Great.
As a point of clarification, I've been informed that it did make it onto the agenda online. It just may not have made it onto the printed one. So this is all abundance of caution, but I think it's good to do.
Right.
With that approved, I guess we need to get some public comment, if any. If not, then let's go ahead and vote to go back into executive session.
All right. Any public comment? Not. We've added that to the agenda. Now we need a motion to go into executive session.
I make a motion to go into executive session to discuss the three items previously discussed or mentioned.
Mr. Arnold makes a motion to go into executive session to discuss the three items, which is inclusive of the new added item. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive session. We'll be back in a second. All right.
I'll make a motion to come out of executive session.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to come out of executive session. Do I have a second? Second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any public comment? All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Seidelman.
Thank you. I will defer to Jason on his things, but on the two legal issues, the Miguez matter, the staff is looking for authority to proceed with settlement negotiations as discussed in executive session. And I would need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
We do by Mr. Arnold, second by?
Second.
Second by Mr. Watkins. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
And on the second legal issue, the TANA offer, again, the staff is looking for a motion granting it authority to proceed with settlement negotiations pursuant to the discussions in executive session.
All right.
I'll make that motion as well.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Watkins again.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to abstain.
Okay, we have an abstention by Secretary Harris. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Jason Talbot, tell us about our bids.
Yes, sir. Chairman, members of the board, on track 44648, we received two bids from Hellas Oil and Gas, and we are recommending those two bids by Hellas Oil and Gas be accepted today.
All right. We have a recommendation by the staff to accept those two bids and award the leases. Do you have a motion to accept those?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, Jason. Any new business?
I would just like to ask a question. At the last meeting, we postponed the lease for 90 days. I don't know if Mr. Boulay or Mr. Harrison have any comments to the board or the public about where that process is or if we're still in the same venue to move forward.
Yes, sir. We're moving forward. We've been canvassing staff and pulling together a plan of re-reviewing these articles and ensuring that what is in the lease form is necessary, and we hope to continue to update the board on our progress every month and have something in the March lease sale for consumption of where we our findings have resulted in additional changes, and certainly anticipate some a schedule of moving forward with the lease form at that point.
And of course, all this is at the will of the board. We're simply trying to present the most current information.
Can't hear you, Mr. Secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, this is all at the will of the board. We just want to provide the latest information. You know, since we started this 5 years ago, there have been a lot of changes in the industry and the market. We just want to make sure we're providing the board the best options to select from.
Well, I've got some questions in that regard. Because I understood that we had adopted about half of the proposed lease without objection from industry or the board, those articles that that were approved in principle. Is staff looking at changing those particular areas that have been approved in principle?
I believe we are looking at the entire lease form in its entirety.
Okay. So you are looking at proposed changes to those articles that have already been adopted in principle by the board, right?
I mean,
yes or no?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly.
And is the staff looking at the issues that, you know, that have not been addressed by the board, that is, such as deep rights assignment, lien, royalty provisions, venue, etc.?
Yes, we've been progressing on those issues, certainly deep rights. I believe there's been some discussion on the first lien issue, and as far as the issues related to statute that would be required. And then we continue to look at the venue and any other articles that the board would like us to investigate. We're here to serve.
So would I, correct me if I'm wrong, but the direction of the adoption of this lease is now changed, and that is that what we've done before is kind of being held in abeyance, and staff now is looking at the entire lease all over again.
Well, Mr. Hike, I think as Mr. Smart related to you earlier in a discussion about the lease form, that many of these articles are interrelated. So to evaluate only the articles that remain not authorized by the board, I think would be doing an injustice to the overall lease form if we do pigeon-toe ourselves into only the articles that remain to be approved in principle. But be it that there's a caveat that some of those articles may change, for instance, adopting your request about deep rights could be changing the articles that are approved in principle. So we're looking at the entire lease form in its entirety as discussed in December. We really wanted to take some time and evaluate the lease form as it sits because for obvious reasons that this administration came in and that lease form was already up for approval in January, February, March, and then, you know, the rest has been history. So we're really trying to, and I thought had approval with no objection from the board to take a 90-day stay and reevaluate the lease form.
Well, I didn't see that in the minutes, this 90-day stay. I do remember it being mentioned, but I didn't see anything in the minutes with regards to that.
Well, but I also think, didn't we?
Second, wait a minute. Second, I understand Mr. Smart's position, and I respect him as an attorney, but he has a client to protect, and we've had him before this board for the last 2.5 years that I've been on the board, and every time he comes, he's always against changing. He's always got an objection, and we're trying to get past that. So my concern is, and I'm asking staff to do this, and that is that what I would object to, Mr. Secretary, is that after whatever the staff is doing, that a document is not presented to us in a new lease form, and we have to go through the whole process all over again. I want to be able to discuss, debate, and argue each particular portion of that lease. And if an article is being replaced by a statute, I want to debate that issue. So transparency is going to be very important to me. I can tell you that right now.
The staff is doing nothing but gathering information at this point to provide it to the board. The board is really the client of Office of Mineral Resources. They're gathering information for our use. And what we as a board decide to do with that is up to us.
Yeah, I just don't want a document presented to us in final form that we got to take or leave. You understand? That's what I'm going to object to.
No, listen, I believe we spoke about this 90-day period being before we proceeded on, there was a few things in the lease that they thought had expanded word-wise a couple of times that maybe they wanted to take a look at to streamline or, you know.
I understand that, Mr. Chairman, but I did not see that we gave anybody authority. That's not reflected in the minutes. It may have been talked about.
I would suggest
that if there's a change in the direction of the way we proceed with the lease, that it be done by motion of the board and not just by
actually process. The 90 days was passed in a motion that you voted in favor of. That was not. I apologize.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make is that if there's going to be a direct change in direction of what we're doing with the lease in any fashion, that should come before the board, and we should determine whether or not we want that change of direction to be made, and the board should vote upon that.
Absolutely.
I think it will be. I think they're just taking another purview at the lease, and then it can't go forward without us.
And I don't disagree that we might take a time out and look at stuff, but that needs to come before the board for a vote.
Okay. All right. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. Happy New Year. Pleased to announce that we had January lease sale of $48,134.25, and that the board had 100% participation on our ethics and sexual harassment training. So we are done for the year and all back on the board, ready to roll.
Great. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Hike?
I'd love it.
Mr. Hike makes motion to adjourn. Second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.